USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse. But the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicki White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him?
Take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
With the revelation many school districts across America are attempting to indoctrinate kids in the classroom, many parents want the funding for their kids to go to the choice of their schools and not simply the school district.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis blasted the Biden administration's Department of Education over a proposed regulation that would restrict federal funding for certain charter schools. Polis calling it confounding for the Education Department to limit public school choice by instituting new rules that would gut the federal charter schools program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In New Mexico, the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak Fire is currently the largest fire burning in the country. The fire surpassed 100,000 acres overnight. All of Mora is now under mandatory evacuations. Those leaving must take highways 433, 442, or 518 north to Taos. Those roads will be open for evacuation only, and no re-entry will be allowed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska over the weekend.
We grew the conservative movement into a working people's movement. The Republican Party is now a party of a lot of people, but working people more than maybe anybody else. And, you know, we've expanded this party to a level that's why they say we want the party, we want everything, we just don't want Trump. By the way, that's the liberal media saying that. That's not the people saying it. That's why we call it Trumpism without Trump. And we're never going back. Our movement must continue to pursue a populist and nationalistic.
We want Trump! We want Trump! We want Trump! We want Trump!
Thank you.
We want Trump! We want Trump! We want Trump!
Thank you. By the way, this is not only a big crowd. Look at those beautiful fields of corn and everything. This is so beautiful. You're so lucky to be growing up. I've seen things where I grew up that are a little tough.
For years, pediatricians have followed what they say is flawed guidance linking race to risk of urinary infection and newborn jaundice. In a new policy announced Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine. Joseph Wright, lead author of a new policy and chief health equity officer at the University of Maryland, says they'll re-examine the AAP treatment recommendations. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.